the sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas, publisher of the Free American Magazine. And I want to tell you, folks, I've got two of the most powerful issues ever out right now. And I'm offering those to the general public at lower cost than I sell them to the book distributors that put them in Barnes & Noble. The Free American has always intended to be a tool for you to use, for the people to use, a tool to wake people up to what is happening here, to what's going on in America, to what has happened in history. Every free American's got a little bit of history, got a little bit of current news. And in the November issue, we've got the history of the Rothschild family, about 300 years of it, and Monica Ramos and her husband, Ignacio Ramos, the Border Patrol agent who was put in prison. And second issue, we start with Ron Paul on the cover, talk about the North American Union, the giant step towards a world government, and about the Iraqi vet that's being held and drugged, given the same kind of drugs that I was given when they kept me unconscious for 3 weeks. And I just wrote this and put this out on my emails, saying this is a progress report and personal appeal from Clay Douglas to all patriots and Americans who support their country. And Constitution, and wish to remain free Americans. I took an oath to defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. There was no expiration date on that oath. And I am going to do that to the best of my ability by using the media the way it should be used, to keep our government honest and the people safe and free and informed, instead of just printing propaganda to benefit those abusing their positions of power or working for corporations that are harming our people or damaging our economy and security. When governments become corrupt, free people must stand up and make them account for their actions. By supporting this magazine and our radio shows, you will have taken a step up to preserving the freedoms so many veterans have fought and died for. And by supporting this magazine, you are supporting Ron Paul and the veterans who are now homeless in the land they fought for. I'll tell you how many are homeless now, how many are committing suicide every week. You're listening to The Free American. I'm Clay Douglas, and I'll take your calls at 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, The Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of The Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to The Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
We've got the information in November issue on the Jose Campion and Ignacio Ramos, the Border Patrol agents. We've carried that forward into the January issue, where we've also got the story of Billy Miller, the Iraqi vet, who has been arrested on misdemeanor charges. Bogus misdemeanor charges, and drugged out of existence. Up on the website, we've also got links to tell the whole story of the vets and how they've got secret codes that they put on your DD-214 to pretty much condemn you if you're speaking out, if you're a little bit aggressive, if you are trying to get the information out. Well, they fix it so you can't get a job. Now, we've got the codes listed on there on the website. You can go there and try to check it out and find out. There's also a House resolution trying to get Campion and Ramos freed. So far, they spent over a year in jail for simply doing their jobs. And I address that in the issue. in these last two issues, which makes them really the most potent and tool that you can use to wake people up. And what they've done to me, when I went into Arizona, and I started talking with the freedom riders and the riders against illegal immigrants, because of course we're talking about NAFTA, and we've got the NAU Queen by Joan Vian in this issue, in the January issue, and that's going out to all our subscribers. Just running a little late because we had to dig to scrape up money to get this out. We got the magazine printer, but then we have to scramble around trying to raise the money to mail it and to ship it. Now, we are fighting battles on a number of stances, a number of platforms here. Yeah, we're talking about the IRS, and we've got people in jail, in prison right now. The Browns, for instance, that are in prison for what? Failure to file a tax form that we don't have to file. And in the letter, the email I just put out, by the way, we've got thousands, tens of thousands of vets homeless right now, and they're committing suicide at the rate of almost over 100 a week, or 100 a month, I believe. The email I put out said, through the struggles and though the struggles in the opposition of the last year have been almost overwhelming, we have persevered and got another powerful edition of the Free American for January, February. We have two shows on the internet, one on Republic Broadcasting at 6 a.m. Mountain Standard, second at 8 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. But while strides have been made, we are not in the clear yet, and help is needed, and we are willing to make changes that make sense if we can get the assistance we need. The latest issue of the Free American is being mailed to our subscribers and outlets, but we printed a few extra thousands of extra copies to be distributed by freedom-loving individuals and patriotic organizations around the country. The November issue contains the history of the Rothschilds, the story of Ezra Pound, Joe McCarthy, Ernst Zundel, and the Border Patrol agents. The January-February issue has Ron Paul on the front and back covers, the story of the North American Union, the story of the Iraqi vet arrested, drugged, denied habeas corpus, and live free or die in New Hampshire, the Mark of the Beast national ID card, and the story of the bird flu hoax and the real danger from the vaccines already waiting for you and your family. The 12-year history of the Free American is an almost spotless track record of news ignored by the mainstream, of unsung heroes and highlighted victims of encroaching tyranny. The Free American was the first to publish the truth about 9/11 and the only magazine to feature the neocon author of the New American Century, the former Pentagon comptroller, Rabbi Dov Zakheim, the man with dual citizenship who was in charge when they could not account for $2.6 trillion in expenditures before 9/11. The good rabbi then went on to build the remote control devices that have been installed in our passenger jets, and it's possible that the prototypes were used on 9/11 and flown into the World Trade Center to ignite the pre-planned war in Iraq and the war on terror by framing the Muslims as terrorists. Kind of like they've done the Vietnam Vets Motorcycle Club. Oh, that's the biggest paramilitary organization in the country. And the militia, oh, yeah. Armed and dangerous, the ADL called us. And, of course, there's the Minutemen, who are doing everything right, and all they're doing is sitting in lawn chairs, but they're vigilantes, right, because they're sitting in lawn chairs with a telephone and snitching on the illegals instead of snitching on their neighbors. And at a time when one man running for president is supporting the Constitution and wants to bring our troops home, remove the Federal Reserve, and close down the IRS, he's being ignored by the mainstream, denied a spot on debates by Fox News. The Free Americans are one magazine to put his name and picture on both the front and back covers. Our website has links to Ron Paul and Congressman Wexler's move to impeach Cheney and Bush, as well as interviews with the mother of the Iraqi vet, Bill Miller, and friends of Paul Pantone, both men incarcerated, one drugged with exactly the same cocktail of drugs were fed to me to induce 3 months of unconsciousness or the three broken ribs I suffered when a suspicious accident failed to kill me. Now, I'm not looking for pity or whining. Accidents happen, and I'm none the worse for wear and tear than many motorcyclists, but the list of attempts on my credibility and livelihood and the similar attacks on friends who wanted to help me go way beyond the pale of accidents or coincidence. The controllers behind the scenes do not want well-informed people running running around with a tool as potent and powerful as the Free American. The difference between me and most other writers or commentators is that I understand and accept that this is a war, and I know that in this war, the American people who remain loyal to the Constitution are the enemy, and those who of us who stand up and speak out and point the fingers at guilty parties like Bush and Cheney's senseless slaying of Iraqi civilians and our soldiers using weapons like depleted uranium are considered the intelligentsia and will be taken out first and imprisoned like Ezra Pound for outing Roosevelt, Alexander Solzhenitsyn for doing the same thing to Lenin. The National Animal Identification System and the bird flu hoax is the start of the war on our self-sufficient family farms to further the communist doctrine of corporate farms and government control of agriculture. Can you say Archer Daniels Midland? The final class of people to be targeted are the police and soldiers who honor their oath to the Constitution. The Veterans Disarmament Act, Homegrown Terrorism Bill, 1959, and House Bill, 1955, are the tools they will use to take out our dissidents, under the color of law. Bush's executive order criminalizing dissent of the Iraq war is another. The Mark of the Beast national ID card will be the final nail in our wireless cage, but it'll be a large one, as the documents transforming our republic into a Soviet-style union have already been signed to merge us with Mexico or Canada and Canada without our consent or the approval of Congress. I started studying history after I started the Free American in response to the poor one-sided coverage, media coverage, of the slaughter of the Branch Davidians. That was a psychops operation on the American people, telling us not to resist by force of arms. So were the attacks on Randy Weaver, the demonization of the militia, the Minutemen, the attacks on two members numerous to mention, on me and people like Paul Pantone, Billy Miller, Eustace Mudlin, my friend Casey Nethercott, who was set up, shot in Arizona, imprisoned in Texas due to the machinations of Morris Deese, after telling me on my tap phone he wanted to help me. You may have seen his story on 60 Minutes about how Deese sued him on behalf of the two lying illegals, took his 70-acre ranch away to give it to them, and put him in prison in Texas. So if the Bible is correct and the truth shall set you free, truth tellers are very dangerous people to those bent on communist or global domination over a compliant people. The last two issues of the Free American.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, my number here is 800-313-9443. You know, I'm recruiting you. I'm trying to draft you. I'm trying to put you to work here. You can make money with doing what I'm doing. The magazines sell to distributors who take several thousand copies for about two and a quarter. I'm offering the magazines to you at $2 a piece if you get 50 of each. And you can use these as a put. If you want to give them away, that's fine. If you want to sell them in your store or your business or in your neighborhood, set it up and do it. The attacks are on right now for Ron Paul. It's amazing to me. But let me finish that piece here that I was, let me finish the piece that I was just sharing with you. This is an email, and I'll be glad to send you an email if you ask me for this. This is a four-page PDF file, and I'm going to share a little bit more of that with you. Because the last two issues of the Free American are very powerful and can wake up a lot of people while promoting Ron Paul, but we need your help. Donations, purchasing, advertising, and distributing the Free American is something all of you can do. Too many people have fallen by the wayside for lack of support. Too many people pretending to be interested in restoring constitutional government are merely frightened opportunists who do not even put their phone numbers on their websites or email. I am accessible, and I'm not afraid to go out and meet people and speak at colleges and events everywhere and anywhere in the country if I have the funds and support needed to run this magazine as a business should be run. So I'm asking you to help provide that support. Write me and forward this email to as many people as you can. Buy as many copies of these two issues as you can afford. Sell them in your shops and businesses. Advertise in the upcoming issues. And let people know you support the voice of liberty. Do not let the Zionists, the globalists, the internationalists, bankers, banksters, and other satanic forces that have been trying to stop us succeed because you were too afraid to help or get involved. You can only stay below the radar for so long. All of the issues we have talked about here are detailed in the two issues below. This is a true Americans magazine. Do not let us or your country go down. On the last page are some specials. We're offering copies of our tapes and our videos, our DVDs, for almost half price, $15. And it's not just Clay Douglas trying to warn you. By the way, you can get this whole thing on my website. If you go to my website now, you can get this under a publisher statement. And you get this DVD and forward it to everybody on your list. It's not just Clay Douglas trying to warn you. Paul Craig Roberts was Assistant Secretary of Agriculture, of Treasury, in the Reagan administration. He was the associate editor of the Wall Street Journal editorial page and contributing editor of the National Review. He's co-author of The Tyranny of Good Intentions, and he's confirming what Ron Paul has been saying. This is a good example of the class of writers we use. He says, after pandering to Israel's Prime Minister Ehud Olmert's right-wing government last week, U.S. President Bush, George Bush, carried the Israeli conservative campaign against Iran to Arab countries, sounding as authentic as the Filipino monkey. Bush told Arab countries that Iran is the world's leading state sponsor of terror and that Iran's actions threatens the security of nations everywhere. To no effect. Why? Because every country in the world except America knows by now that the U.S. is the world's leading state sponsor of terror, and the neoconservative drive for the U.S. hegemony over the world threatens the security of nations everywhere. But before we get into this, let's see what George Bush means by terrorist and Iran's sponsor of terrorism. Bush contends, considers Iran to be the leading state sponsor of terror because Iran is believed to fund Hezbollah in Lebanon and Hamas in the Palestinian ghetto. Hezbollah and Hamas are two organizations that exist because of Israeli aggression against Palestine and Lebanon. The two organizations are branded terrorists because they resist Israeli threat theft of Palestine and Israel's designs on southern Lebanon. They resist Israel's theft of Palestine and Israel's designs on southern Lebanon. Both organizations are resistance organizations. They resist Israel's territorial expansion, and that makes them terrorists. They're terrorists because they don't receive billions in U.S. military aid and cannot put armies in the field with tanks, fighters, jets, and helicopter gunships backed up by U.S. spy satellites and Israel's nuclear weapons. Although Hezbollah, a small militia, has twice defeated the Israeli army. However, Palestine is so thoroughly under the Israeli heel that Hamas can resist only with suicide bombers and obsolete rockets. It's dishonest to damn the terrorist response, but not the policy that provoked the response. And that's what Ron Paul has been trying to tell you, folks. The U.S. is at war in Iraq, which has cost us billions of dollars, maybe trillions now, because the neoconservatives want to rid Israel of the Muslim governments in Iraq, Iran, Syria that are not American surrogates.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right. Back to Paul Craig Roberts. He says the U.S. is at war in Iraq because the neoconservatives want to rid Israel of the Muslim governments, Iraq, Iran, Syria, that are not American surrogates and therefore are willing to fund Palestinian and Lebanese resistance to Israeli aggression. Israel, protected by the U.S., has disobeyed U.N. resolutions for four decades and has been methodically squeezing Palestinians out of Palestine. Americans who do not think of themselves or of Israel as terror states. But the evidence is complete and overwhelming. Thanks to the power of the Israeli lobby, Americans know only know that the Israeli side of the story, and that which is that evil anti-Semite Palestinians will not be blameless, will not let blameless Israelis live in peace and persist in their unjustified terror attacks upon the innocent Israeli state. The facts differ remarkably from Israel lobby propaganda. Israel illegally occupies Palestine. Israel sends bulldozers into Palestinian villages and knocks down Palestinian houses occasionally, killing an American protester in the process and uproots Palestinian olive groves. Israel cuts Palestinian villages off from water, hospital, farmlands, employment, and schools. Israel builds special roads through Palestine on which only Israelis can travel. Israel builds checkpoints everywhere to hinder Palestinian movement to hospitals, schools, from one enclave or ghetto to another. Many Palestinians die from the inability to get through the checkpoints to medical care. Israel builds illegal settlements on Palestinian lands. Israeli Zionist settlers take it upon themselves to evict Palestinians from their villages and towns in order to convert them into Israeli settlements. A huge wall has been built to wall off the stolen Palestinian land from remaining isolated ghettos. Israeli soldiers shoot down Palestinian children in the streets, and so do Israeli Zionist settlers. All of this has been documented so many times by so many organizations, it is pathetic that Americans are so ignorant. For example, Israeli peace groups such as Gush Shalom or Jeff Hafner's Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions provides abundant documentation of Israel theft of Palestine and persecution of Palestinians. And every time the UN passes a resolution condemning Israel, the U.S. vetoes it. The Palestinian Agricultural Relief Committee's film, The Iron Wall, reveals the enormity of Israel's crimes against Palestinians. President Jimmy Carter, Israel's friend, tried to bring peace to the Middle East but was frustrated by Israel. Carter was demonized by the Israeli lobby for calling, truthfully, the situation that Israel has created apartheid. Historians, including Israel's finest, such as Ian Pop, have documented the ethnic cleansing of Palestine in the title of Pap's book, published in 2006. Israelis such as Yuri Avni, a former member of Israel's Knesset, are stronger critics of Israel's policies toward Palestinians than can be found in America. The Israeli newspaper Haaretz is more outspoken in its criticism of Israel's policies than any newspaper would dare to be in North America or Europe, with the exception, of course, of the Free American. And to illustrate that, on page 52 of the January issue of the Free American, the headlines say the lobby. They will try to silence you. They will try to discredit you because you are not allowed to criticize Israel. In other words, a month before Paul Craig Roberts came out with this powerful, powerful article, I already had the story of the lobby in the Free American at the printer. It's picked up, and it's ready to distribute now, folks. You can get 50 of this one, 50 of the last month's for $200, and if you order that today, it'll go out today to you. We've got events in Texas honoring Ron Paul, and this issue with a story of the lobby in it, and they're trying to do the same thing to Ron Paul right now. Matter of fact, one of my more deluded supporters sent me a thing. Say, here's a link, Clay. Ron Paul refers to Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks as civil libertarians rather than as communists. Everything else sounds okay, but what do you think? I watched the video, and it's a video that they filmed CNN trying to slam Ron Paul for racist writings. So that alone yields almost no credibility to it. And Ron Paul says, I don't talk that way. I didn't write that. And I have been demonized and shut out and cut down. My magazines closed down when the same lobby pull the same tactics on me. Well, Clay, we heard you're racist. Well, here's a year's worth of free American. Find something, anything in it that's racist. I do tell you about the Israeli lobby, just like the Paul Craig Roberts, former Treasury Secretary, is telling you they are robbing us. They are doing this. And finish Paul Craig Roberts' story here, the ignorance of, wait a minute, let's see. Any criticism of Israel is to no avail and brainwashed America, where Israelis wear white hats and Arabs wear black hats. And I've told people, Clay, why do you talk about that? Why do you talk about the Jews? Why do you talk about well, I'll tell you what, I'll stop talking about the Jews when they stop talking about the Arabs. The ignorance of Americans commits U.S. foreign policy to the service of Israel. As Yuri Avni wrote recently, a visitor from another planet attending the recent press conference in Jerusalem would conclude that Olmert is a leader of the superpower. And that Bush is his vassal. Americans don't know what terror is. And I told you the same thing, folks. I told you, you've got more of a chance of getting eaten by a great white in downtown Phoenix than you do of being killed by a terrorist in America. To know terror, Craig Roberts says, you have to be a Palestinian, an Iraqi, or an Afghan. Laya Amor, an Iraqi internet blogger, describes what terror is like. Terror is families attending a wedding being blown to pieces by an American missile or a bomb, and the survivors being blown to pieces at the funeral of the newlyweds. Terror is troops breaking down your door in the middle of the night, putting guns to your heads, carrying off brothers, sons, husbands with bags over their heads, and returning to rape the unprotected women. Terror is being waterboarded in one of America's torture dungeons. Terror is when you run from the hospital ward to hospital ward, from prison to prison, from militia to militia, looking for your loved ones, only to recognize them from their teeth fillings in some morgue. For people targeted by American hegemony, terror is realizing that Americans have no moral conscience. Terror is the lack of medicines from American embargoes that led to the death of 500,000 Iraqi children. When asked by Leslie Stahl if American policy was worth the children's deaths, Madeleine Albright, President Bill Clinton's Secretary of State, said, "We think the price is worth it." What are you going to do when it's your children here in America? Because Iraq is a training ground, friends, for what they're going to do in America. And they're going to use Blackwater and Iraqi troops here. In the feeble minds of the White House moron and his immoral supporters, massive deaths for which America is responsible, including those inflicted by Israel, have nothing to do with Muslim enmity towards America. Instead, Muslims hate us for our freedom and democracy. But the real threat to which comes from Bush's police state measures and stolen elections. There's a dispute over the number of Iraqis killed or murdered by Bush's illegal invasion, a war crime under the Nuremberg standard, but everyone agrees the number is very large. Many deaths resulting from American bombing of civilian populations, as the Israelis did in Lebanon and do in Gaza. There is nothing new about these bombings. President Clinton bombed civilians in Serbia in order to dictate policy to Serbia, but when Americans and Israelis bomb other people, it's not terror. It's only terror when the U.S. or Israel is attacked in retaliation. The Israeli assault from the air on Beirut apartment houses is not terror, but when a Palestinian puts on a suicide belt and blows himself up in an Israeli cafe, that's terror. When Clinton bombs a Serbian passenger train, that's not terror. But when a buried explosion takes out an American tank somewhere in Iraq, that's terror. Aggressors always have excuses for their aggression. Hitler was an expert at this, and so are the U.S. and Israel. Unfortunately for the world, there's little chance for change in America or Israel. The presidential candidates, Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich, who would bring change in Washington, without which there would be no change in Israel, are not in the running for their party's nomination. As John J. Mearsham noted on January 12th, the candidates in the running are as much under the thumb of the Israeli lobby as Bush. The candidates are Bush clones, as strongly committed to Bush to hegemony, war, Israel, and executive power. And let's go on here. I mean, this whole video where Ron Paul slaps down the accusation. Oh well, he said Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King were heroes of him. And when he was pointing out to Wolf Blitzer that, the blacks are want to help me. They know I'm not racist. They are the ones that are being. He's promised to pardon every black or white in jail on drug charges. Ron Paul would take him out. And Paul Craig Roberts tells you in the November issue of The Free American how important that is, because one in every 31 Americans is in jail or in prison right now. America's injustice system is criminal. And the United States has a large number of wrongly convicted. The U.S. has the largest percentage of its citizens in prison of all the countries in the world, including China. One in every 32 U.S. adults is behind bars on probation or parole. U.S. has 700,000 more of its citizens incarcerated than China, a country with a population four or five times larger than the U.S. And 1,330,000 more people in prison than crime-ridden Russia. And folks, again, I've got it right here. In the two issues of The Free American, I need a couple $100. My number is 888-678-1444. And if you can't afford that, at least subscribe to it. You will get 12 issues. You will get that. We've got other news here. The government at the Jet Propulsion Laboratories, there's an inquisition going on. And this from the Los Angeles Times. In all the years since Jules Verne first co-joined fiction and science to create a literary genre, nobody ever imagined that mankind's first real exploration of another world would be carried out by a couple of robotic dune buggies controlled from an arroyo northwest of Pasadena. But that's exactly how things have turned out, though. The last 4 years, two robot rovers operating across from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in La Canada, Flint Ridge, have been moving across the surface of Mars, taking photographs, collecting information. It's an epic event in the history of exploration, one of many which the JPL 7000 civilians and scientists and engineers are responsible when they're not fending off the U.S. government's attempts to conduct an intimidating and probably illegal inquisition into the intimate details of their lives. Talk about thanks of a grateful nation. The problem began, as so many have, in the security mania that has gripped the Bush administration after 9/11. Presidential Directive 12 issued by the Department of Homeland Security directed federal agencies to adopt a uniform bridge that could be used by employees and contractors to gain access to government facilities. Most agencies let the directive become a dead letter, too complex and expensive to implement. NASA's administrator, Michael Griffin, however, is one of the Bush administration's true believers, and his first reflex always is a crisp salute. He directed Caltech, which has a contract to run JPL for NASA, to make sure that all of the lab's employees complied. The university initially resisted and caved in when NASA threatened to withdraw its contract. Worse, the government demanded that the scientists, in order to get these badges, fill out questionnaires on their personal lives and waive the privacy of their financial, medical, and psychiatric records. The government has wanted permission to gather information about them by interviewing third. Also wanted permission to grant gather information about them by interviewing third parties. In other words,
the ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, folks, if you want to help out, if you want to get all the powerful information that I've just shared with you out, call me today and buy some books or subscribe. My number is 888-678-1444. We need your help. What is happening right now, from all appearances, we've We have Nero resurrected as president. As a long-standing international good standing in the United States is shredded to pieces and destroyed, bringing the global banking, financing, and economics to a standstill over $400 trillion counterfeit U.S. debt, allowing the American continent, the United States, and their allies to fall rather than to arrest and persecute the criminals involved. This Nero wants to change the laws to protect the criminals and persecute the innocent. In the meantime, you might crank up your CDs and VCRs and watch Schindler's List over again. You might get an idea of what is really going on. I think about the following here. I got this in my email. Thought it was worth sharing. And need-to-know basis. Many of those that were caught up in the government's witch hunt were enlisted to spy on their neighbors to keep from being arrested themselves. What I just read you about JPL is an example of this. In the era of Stalin, Hitler, Mao's China, and the old Soviet Union, these tactics were used to turn entire populations into informants and spies as more and more people were arrested. Those who were attempting to save themselves would often make up stories about innocence they believed the authorities wanted to hear. Others were turned in, and eventually the stench of mistrust was felt throughout the respective countries. Even family members had to be careful, ever watchful, that someone from within had been compromised and was attempting to escape their own death or incarceration by implicating another family member. Anyone that was identified as a dissident or a radical was arrested, executed, and sent off to a concentration camp. What was left behind was a terrified, subservient populace, easy to manage through fear and intimidation, and cowed into submission because they watched members of their own family and friends being arrested, being even executed in front of them for crimes that never existed. The implementation of similar programs in the United States could very well result in similar situations, as were experienced with other societies that were morphed into police state. This is surely a matter where we can look upon our past in order to know what to expect from our future. One constant is that history always repeats itself. And the spy chief plan to police internet is likely tied to S-15 1959, the thought crime prevention bill, January 20th, 2008. No comments. Would Americans be outraged if the government decided to read every piece of our personal mail? Think about it. Letters and notes which are sent to a lover, things we say in anger, regret later, and never follow through on. What about confidential financial information, plans to trump your competitor with a new product or service, and a host of personal issues that are too numerous to mention? People in the United States have become accustomed to their privacy and believe it is one of those unalienable constitutional rights which are guaranteed to all American citizens and which most of us take for granted. Our Constitution Bill of Rights demanded, yet here we are 1 year before Bush leaves office and the government is planning on doing almost exactly what we just described. 888-678-1444. Call me today. We've got to stop this. And the free American is the best tool we've got outside of that M14. With